East Coast Breakfast.
The matric exam results are out on Monday. It's that time of the year again.
Is that time? It is. It's crazy. But we are here, and yesterday in our post-show meeting that we have every day, we spoke about matric exam results, obviously, coming out on Monday. And then someone spoke about, very iconic, the number, the item that is still in my closet to this day, and we forgot about, your 40-day signed matric school shirt. So I just want to explain. It's the school shirt that 40 days before your last exam, you take the day out. You generally, sometimes they have a bra at your school, and then everybody signs your shirts. The teachers that you like, you get them to sign your shirts as well. They write you little messages.
Okay, well, back in my day, we used to just sort of like throw paint at the wilderbeest loincloth. But Sky, did you do this for 40 days?
I was yesterday years old. I just thought you sign your shirt.
Yeah, I just like you
on the last day as well though. I don't know if it's KZN thing, but on the last day in KZN, you sign your shirt. But I have no idea where mine is.
Really?
But you matriculated just the other day.
Yes, I did, but I'm just saying.
I'm sad for you because it's one of the items that if my house was burning down, it's the probably the one item and a photo album that I would take.
Really?
It means a lot. It's the one thing that has like a lot of sentimental value to me because I have it, I take it out, I sometimes read it, and then I go on Facebook and then I check about who signed it and I remember some people and go stalk them. But it really is special to me. I loved it. Yeah.
I wonder how many people still have their signed matric shirt or their 40-day signed matric shirt. Listen, do you still have yours? Do you still have your shirt, your signed shirt? Do you know where it is? Please let us know. Send us a voice note, 0617929495. I have so many questions I want to know. When did you matriculate? Why do you still have it? Are you still in contact with anyone still on that shirt? How many people are you still in contact with? I have questions. So just send us a voice note about yours to 0617929495.
Morning, Darren, Sky, Cowan. This is Rand here from Phoenix. Yes, I still have my shirt. Matriculated class of 2004, Phoenix Tech. Still in contact with many, many of the school friends. Thanks for the good show.
Okay, so that's 16 years ago. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent. Hey, Carmen obviously matric a lot, not that long.
Later than that.
Late? I thought it was less than.
You were using loincloths, worried about when I matriculated. Relax.
Sky, that guy's 16 years out of school.
Where's that? 2004?
Yeah.
I think that's 21 years.
Hi, this is Bongiri from Durban. This is my first time ever sending a voice note to East Coast Radio.
Yes.
So I still have my shirt. Actually, yesterday I realized that I matriculated 20 years ago.
I still have
my shirt at home.
Wow.
And my full uniform, my skirts as well.
What?
From 20 years ago. The reason why I still have it is because I found it hard to get rid of it. I just treasure it. So
really?
It's still there in my wardrobe. Back at home in Richards Bay.
Yeah. 20 years later.
My jersey, the tie, the skirt, everything. It still fits,
but I got my blazer, obviously.
Yeah, but it's...
Listen, I didn't throw mine away. I just don't know where it is.
Well, everything else in your life, anyway.
Can we give a halala to Bongiwe for her first time?
Yes, halala.
Well, every day now.
Yeah. So welcome to the family. Celeste, we have Celeste on the line. Celeste from the Bluff. How's it, Celeste?
Hi, guys.
So your signed matric shirt, do you still have it? Are you in contact with any of those people? Tell us.
I do still have my shirt.
Yeah?
And I'm in contact with two girls that signed my shirt.
And if we may ask, how long have you had this shirt now?
I have to say.
Well, is it in the ballpark of Bongiwe? Sort of, because she found out.
No, not longer than that. 5-14 years.
Yeah,
it's fading now. Yeah,
no
a lot
ways.
Of the writing's fading, and those that put highlighters on the shirt, you can still see the highlighting.
Yeah.
But a lot of the handwritten notes are like writing is actually now fading. Yeah, sadly.
So where do you keep this, Celeste? I mean, we've moved house like multiple times. Unless you just don't move house, like you left school, moved to the house, and you've been there ever since.
I keep it in like a bag that's with all our documents. So like in our cupboard, we have a bag that's got all our documents. So if there's a fire, you grab the bag and you run out.
Exactly.
It's in that bag.
It's in the fire bag. Yes.
It's in the fire bag. That important. It's just a matrix shirt.
Please tell them.
Why is it so special?
It's just in a bag in that cupboard, in the same cupboard.
The fire bag. The save before the family pets bag.
Save these items cupboard.
That is crazy. Okay, well, I now feel bad, guys. I feel bad. Celeste, thank you for the call.
Okay, no problem. Have a great day, guys.
We will do. I feel bad now that I don't.
Same, bro.
You were long ago. Sky loses most things. Yeah. It's fine. It is what it is. But do you still have your 40-day signed matric school shirt? And are you still in contact with the people who signed your shirt?
I want proof.
I'll bring mine. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's at my mom's house, but I'll bring it. And I'm looking on our Facebook page, and Lizette had some traumas in her life because you won't believe what her comment was on Facebook.
Hi, Darren. Common Sky. Yeah, I do. I have mine, in fact, from 2003. It's Jared Naidu from Pietermaritzburg. And I finished school in Northbury Park Secondary. And believe it or not, I keep in contact with most of the folks that I finished school with.
Huh.
So, yeah, I still have my signed shirt. We'll be glad to send you guys a pic, man.
Respect. Yeah, please. Send that picture. That's 23 years now.
Yeah. Oh, well done, boy.
Thanks.
No, well done. Look at you.
I got better.
On the eve of the matric results coming out. So we got Bianca who says, no hoarding vibes for me. Jillian Pele say, no. My mother wouldn't let me. She said someone can make use of it. Oh, but it's just one shirt, in fact. And then this one from...
So I wouldn't call us hoarders, but anyway, it's one shirt.
And then this one from Lizette. Lizette says on Facebook, I burnt all my primary and high school uniforms.
Lizette, what's wrong?
Is everything all right? Lizette? Listen, I might have inadvertently burnt mine. We did have a fire once.
That you started?
Oh, Darren,
there's no proof that I started that.
Yeah,
fire.
Sure.
No, there's no proof. But I mean, I might have lost it there. But Lizette sounds like she purposefully went out there.
Yes.
And burnt that.
So Jillian says, Mom says, use it. Lizette is burning it.
No.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, I wonder what happened there. There's a story there.
That's us.
Lizette, there's a story there.
That's us.
I think that requires a bit of a voice note as well.
Hi, East Coast Radio. This is Melissa and I'm from Durban. And I definitely still have my matric dress that was signed. At that particular time, my husband and I were not dating. So he wrote on my dress that he has nothing good to say about me. So every time we take it out, we have a little giggle. And then my kids laugh about it because they always ask me, Mommy, who has your heart? Because my ex wrote, I will always have his heart.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Sky and Carmen.